Yes, right now here on RSN 927 to talk about the much anticipated fight between Michael Zarafa and Tim Zhu, who of course was meant to happen this week, and Michael has pulled out of the fight. Joining myself and of course Michelle Kolovos right now to clear the air, and of course a lot of conjecture about what happened, is of course Michael Zarafa's manager and trainer on the line now, Sam Labruna. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Sam, you're the one who negotiated this fight. It's gone crazy this week with all the media coverage. What actually happened?
Yep. Well, everything, I'll be honest, everything was going okay between both teams leading into this fight. So we didn't have, there was no hiccups along the way. And I thought that both teams were on the same page and working together, obviously, to make this fight happen. What changed was when Sydney went into lockdown, they obviously gave me a call and said, look, let us get something in place for you guys to come in and out of Newcastle, regardless if it's a red zone or orange zone or whatever it's going to be, just to safeguard the team that you guys won't quarantine. So if we have to do a bubble, we'll do a bubble. If we, whatever we need to do, we're going to work in with the governments and we're going to make it happen. So I was quite happy with that. This happened on a Saturday. So obviously Saturday, then there was Sunday. Obviously nothing was done on the weekend. Then Monday, I started putting the pressure on to find out, well, look, there's not long to go before everyone flies out, so we need to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So they, once again, got to Tuesday. I'm not feeling good about things at the moment because the boys are supposed to fly out on Sunday. So.
Oh, and it is now Tuesday.
It's all Tuesday now. So anyway, I let it go on again, and I'm putting pressure on them to say, look, you know, you guys need to provide what you said. And they said, yeah, of course, we'll get it to you, and so forth. Anyway, come Wednesday, we had the team meeting again, and we said, look, these guys haven't provided us nothing. So as a team, like, it's not what we wanted. It's not the right preparation. We don't know what's going on with the COVID. They've promised something that they can't probably deliver. So I said, look, let's get on the front foot then. Let's ask the teams if we can just postpone the fight 2 weeks or four, whatever they want.
Yeah.
Just move it. That way there, we're not carrying I don't have to worry about any of this, if it's going to be red or orange, or we don't want to hang it over our head because we just came out of a lockdown in Victoria, like you guys know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And any talks of, you know, doing quarantine was just absolutely not going to happen because we've already lost a lot of time in Victoria, as you all know.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to do it again. And they're on the same page. They understood our position and they were quite happy and said, look, they actually said we wouldn't do quarantine either. So we're all on the same page. But then we asked to move the fight and I suppose that's when they just said, look, we're not going to move. So we never pulled out. What people don't realise is, and the headings that are coming out is very incorrect, we never pulled out. Once we asked to move it, they said, look, we're not going to move the fight. We're going to get someone else and that's it. So I never thought that they'd say that because...
Yeah, it kind of doesn't make sense. From a promoter's point of view, you're in the middle of lockdown, like ticket sales are going to be down, pay-per-views, you know, may be the same, but everything's up in the air. It would be better for them to move it, you would have thought.
Michelle, I can guarantee you one thing. Ticket sales are very low now and the pay-per-views are going to go nowhere near what Zarafa and Zhu were going to do. So as a promoter, you'd think this guy would say, okay, well, let's work it in like everybody else has done, and we'll move it to 2 weeks or four. I don't care when it was. Like, we're ready to fight. So it was a bit disappointing. And then what they've done is they have a big media platform. We don't. So they've just come out in the media and said, they pulled out, he's a coward, and all this stuff that's unnecessary because everybody knows that Michael Zarafa is not a coward.
No, he's the last person on earth you could call a coward, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we didn't have no media platform to get our say out. So people had just gone off and believed, oh, he's pulled out, you know, 7 days before a fight. So they've made us look very bad. But I can guarantee you that we're ready to fight and we're ready to come there. Now, if they would have called at the start and said, Sam, look, we can't get you anything like that. We need to go to plan B. What do you think? Well, maybe we could have worked in together, maybe done something. But you can't be promising me stuff and not deliver it. Because then I start worrying and think, well, hang on. You guys want us, what, just to wing it? You know, we don't need this on our hands. This is the biggest fight in Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
The last thing we need to be worrying about. And people can have their opinions, but we've got a big team, and you know, if the stretch, the people who stretch, the elite team that come with us, and if everybody else thinks, well, Sam, look, you know, we can't afford it. You know, we can't afford to take a risk like this, and we start losing our team. Well, all of a sudden, right, it starts giving them the upper hand, because now we've got amongst our team, we're having, you know, people pulling out and not wanting to travel, and we've had a lot of people who bought tickets not coming. It just turned into a disaster for us as Victorians, and we thought, well, we want an even playing field. So we're already coming to your backyard, but we're not going to throw this on top. So at the end of the day, they just called it, and that's what really happened. So we never pulled out of that fight. And when I hear that we did, it doesn't sit right, because at least I just want people to know the truth. That. And look, I've had calls from all the promoters across the country, and they've all said, we don't understand why this fight wasn't moved, Sam. What is the real reason? Because any other promoter would have just moved it, you know? So I don't know what happened. I can't tell you know, why they've gone ahead and done what they've done. But for whatever reasons, they've made us look bad in the media. And what they don't realise is that we've been around a long time. And, you know, all that to me is water off a duck's back, honestly. You know, like, good or bad, it's still media. You know, now the media's still with Michael. I mean, they're fighting Wednesday night, but they still can't get Zarafa's name out of their mouth. You know, so, you know, Michael is the one that is bringing the media to the fight, not Tim. Tim's got the platform, but unfortunately, you know, he's, you know, when we do the media, he doesn't say much. And, yeah, people want to see a bit of drama. They want to see a little bit of theatre before the fights. And Tim's just not that way inclined, which is fair enough. But Michael is, and we've got other options now. So it is what it is. We move on from this.
Channel Michael Zarafa's manager and trainer on the line right now here on RSN 927, Sam LaBruna, after the much-anticipated fight between Zarafa and Zou, which was meant to happen this week, no longer happening. But, Sam, do you think Zarafa worries Zou, and do you think that might be part of it? But also, do you envisage the fight happening at some stage in the future? Of course, it looks like Zou shut that down, at least in the media.
Yeah. So, from what I gathered, I can tell you this is fact, so Michael Zarafa travelled to Sydney 3 times to do media and at Fox Studios and whatever, and we know that he didn't handle it well. So he didn't have much to say. He was hurt by one of Michael's remarks about Mickey Hatton coming to Zou Castle. And, you know, I believe that that somehow we were getting underneath his skin. Maybe they've taken that approach. I don't think Tim Zou would have pulled out of the fight. I think the promoters maybe thought, you know what, this guy's a risky fight, which he is. But we think we're going to beat Tim Zou. So maybe they thought it's a risky fight and thought, look, they've got under his skin. You know, even if it doesn't happen, they've got to protect what their income is. Their income is Tim Zou. I mean, their option as well, their second option, if we win, they need to come to Melbourne next for the rematch. So everything was in our favour. So who knows? Looking at it from the outside now, you know, I'm starting to think, well, they made the right decision, because if, you know, there's a lot going against him as well if he loses, because his next fight's going to be in Melbourne.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Like, Michael Zarafa is a superstar in himself, so this is, you know, he's obviously got to bounce back and be back bigger and better. But what are his next options? Like, what are you redirecting his fights to now? Who's out there that you think could potentially be his next fight?
Well, we're on a before the fight conference call tonight, you know, which is live on Instagram. And there's a gentleman called Isaac Hardman. He's been mouthing off a lot, and you know, he's promoter. We asked to get him on the line. And, you know, if he wants to go on with it, you know, we're happy to bring him to Melbourne. He's got a good record and he's got some very high ratings in the world. So he's an option. We've got overseas. Michael's number 7 in the WBA. So, look, we've got lots of options. That's for sure. You know, like you know, in Melbourne, you know, we can do the big shows and we have in the past. So either way, you know, Michael's Rafa is going to go forward. It's going to be, whether it's going to be a big fight here with Hardman, or if the promoters are fair income and they're confident, well, they're not going to get much more media than they're getting now, so they should reschedule the fight with Zou. and it's going to be a blockbuster. So, yeah, there's a few things out there, and we'll just wait and see.
Do you have a message for Tim Zoo's camp?
Yeah, well, Tim Zoo,
we're on radio, so no swearing.
No, I don't.
I'm just joking, sorry.
I know, but look, Tim Zoo had a lot of opportunity in the build-up to this fight to say what he wanted to say and mouth off to Zarafa, because Zarafa done a lot of talking. But I just want to say, from our point of view, once the fight was called off by them, he seemed to have found his voice. You know, now he's on every day. He's on there saying, "Oh, Zarafa this and Zarafa, and I'm going to do this." And tonight he said he wants to fight Zarafa in a bare knuckle fight. So all of a sudden, he's come out all gangster. You know, where when Michael was in front of him, he couldn't string three words together. So, Timmy, it's not good enough, mate. You know, it's not good enough. We can see right through you, mate. So, you know, I've already said it on the other station as well. So, yeah, Timmy, not very impressive, man. Like, he's had his chance, but knowing that the fight was off, he's done a lot of mouthing off. Once they called it off, yeah, he's done a lot of talking. But I can tell you now, there wasn't many words coming back when Michael was standing in front of him.
Good on you, Sam. Well said, mate, and thanks so much for joining us, mate, and telling your side of the story, and really appreciate it, and can't wait to chat again soon. Hopefully this fight goes ahead at some stage.
Well, you know, like I said, if the promoters are there for what the reasons that they're there for, well, this fight should happen.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys, thank you so much for having me on.